Hi, Mark. I have Debbie Matenopoulos on the line for a phone interview.
Okay. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Let me check. Pretty good, thanks. Life is good here in Boston.
Congratulations on your Red Sox.
Thank you very much. It was me. I actually engineered the entire thing.
Did you?
Yes,
I did. You and that. Did you see that that older lady that was 98 years old? Her name was Marion or something. Who was actually at the first? I mean, at the game where they, where the curse of the Bambino originated.
Really? No, I didn't see that. I missed that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that she
and
lived
she was
to
everywhere.
See. I'm glad she lived to see them win it again, though.
Oh yeah, she thinks she was responsible. It was you and her.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all of us. We sat in the same position on the couch. We ate the same Cheetos. We had to do what we had to do. You know, we all contributed to this victory.
That's right. Did you go to the parade?
Excuse me.
Did you go to the parade?
I did not, no. No, I'm too old for parades. I just,
Yeah,
I just can't deal with rain and stuff, you know? I'd rather
too
be scrunched in my comfortable home watching the parade.
You know, yeah. Me too.
Yes.
For the young kids. Crazy kids.
Yeah, I have young ones myself. Now, Debbie Matenopoulos is, of course, joining us. She is with a Good Day Live, which you can see locally here. In fact, you should check your listings all over the country because it's on everywhere, and it's on different times, right?
Yeah, it's syndicated throughout the country.
Yes. So people should check the listings and find out exactly where it is in your market, you know? But it's a fun show.
Right.
It's a fun show. It's not a serious show. It's kind of a fun show, light.
No, it's so much fun. We have such a good time. It's Steve Edwards, Othel Neville, and myself, and... We give you news, we give you entertainment, we give you some fun, we give you fashion, and we give you our opinion, which is not, you know, generally when you're doing a news show, because a lot of it is news,
right?
The people that are delivering the news don't give their opinion. They simply state a script or stay on the teleprompter. This show couldn't be anything more different than that. It's almost like watching reality news. It's like a reality show.
Exactly. Well, it is kind of a reality show of news. And you actually went to NYU School of Journalism, and I understand
did.
At the time you interned at MTV, right?
I did. I was an intern at MTV from the time I was 17 until I was 21. And then I was still going to NYU, and I got hired to be one of the original co-hosts of The View. So I went over to The View when I was 21 and still going to school.
Wow.
That was quite an experience.
Working with Barbara Walters.
That's right.
Yeah, now.
Star and Meredith and Joy.
You were there for 2 years. What happened? Why did you go? Why did you leave?
Well, you know what? I wasn't the right fit. It was the most amazing experience of my life, but at the same time, the most tumultuous. You know, I was a kid. I was 21 years old when they hired me, 22 by the time we went on the air. I had no idea about anything.
Mm.
You know, like, what do you know when you're 22? Not much. You know what your little microcosm, you know, is.
Yeah, what?
So, I think I was a little too young for that show. I don't think they really quite appreciated my view.
Well, you had two daytime Emmys from that show. Nominations.
I do.
Nominations.
Yeah, nominations.
And the interesting thing is, I think that, by the way, did you dig all the claws out of your back when you left?
I think there may be one or two still hanging out.
Because I think I think all the biddies on that show didn't like this young, beautiful woman on the show. I think that was the big problem. I think that was the problem. Don't you think that could have been part of the problem? There, a little jealousy?
Well, what I think is that when you're dealing with a group of women who are, the woman who was closest to my age was Star, and she was 15 years older than me.
Yeah, and so, 300 pounds more, too, so.
Oh, no! So the generation gap was pretty big there, you know.
Yeah.
I would be talking about things that I would do, and they would be talking about things that they were doing, and they'd look at me like I had three heads.
Exactly.
It didn't fit into their, sort of, their reality.
Yeah.
So because of that, it sort of didn't fit into the show, you know.
And then, of course, you went from there to the TV Guide channel.
I did.
Well, you did entertainment news and the screening room. I remember that.
Yeah, I used to call it the half channel. But all I can say about the half channel is thank goodness for them, because they really allowed me to go from The View there and sort of lick my wounds and get really good at what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because before, here I am, this kid doing live TV. I've never done television before, and everyone's breathing down my neck and telling me what I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to say and how I'm supposed to do it. You know, you're being pulled in 100 different directions, and that's a lot of stress, especially for someone who's never never even been on television, you know, so you don't know what to expect. So by the time I'd gotten to TV Guide Channel, I was a little tattered and torn and managed to pull myself up from my bootstraps.
And then you became the TiVo girl.
Then I became the TiVo girl. I've been all over the place. My goodness.
And then you went to L.A., and you did that WB local morning show. But a lot of people out there might remember you from the Celebrity Deathmatch, one of my favorite shows on MTV.
That is by far my favorite thing I have ever done still to date. And I remember my agent saying to me, you can't do this claymation. This is silly. This is crazy. No one's going to take you seriously. And I said, does anyone take me seriously anyway? I want to do it. I said, I think that's the funniest thing ever.
So I became
one of the hosts on the claymation series on MTV Celebrity Deathmatch. And it was Nick and Johnny and myself. And I interviewed all the people before they fought. I was the claymation celebrity interviewer or whatever. And then they turned it into a PlayStation 2 video game. So now it's a video game.
And is your voice on that too?
Yeah,
all
I
right.
Love it.
So you're on a video game. That's kind of cool.
It is cool. I never thought. Listen, I'm just a kid from Richmond, Virginia, with an immigrant family. I never thought in a million years I'd be sitting here.
But you are, and you're even on PNP Network, which is like unbelievable.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's only been 1,000 celebrities on here. That's all. You're one of 1,000.
Wow! Thank you.
Yes, it's a special treat for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of the people listening to the show, we have over 9 million listeners around the country, and many of them are young people who want to get into the business. What would you advise them?
I would advise them to never give up. You got to stay focused, and you got to keep your eye on the ball, and you have to treat it like a job even when it's not. You have to say, you know, you have to keep all your ducks in a row, and there's going to be a million naysayers. There'll be naysayers when you actually have the job. There'll be naysayers when you're on top, because that's when people want to knock you. You just got to keep at it, and don't let anyone tell you any different. Because take it from me, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, that's a good thing to say, but, you know, many people don't look like you or have your talent. So, you know,
But there are people out there. All I do is talk.
Well, and you talk well, right? You know.
Thank you.
You do a good job at it, so that's a good thing. What do you think about all the political stuff going on in the country?
Yeah, I just woke up this morning. I'm not even quite sure what's going on because it's so early here still.
Yeah.
Well, I need to drive down the street and get a Starbucks and get the paper.
From what I understand,
the
latest information is that Ralph Nader has actually surprisingly won all 50 states. They did a recount, and I guess Nader is the new president. So
landslide, huh?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And
wow.
In fact, I'm going to get out my old Chevy. And
you know, it's about time.
Yeah.
Really about time.
Well, you know, I think that President Bush has got reelected, and actually, he actually increased the amount of people in the House and Senate that are Republican, and I think it's a pretty amazing situation here. He got more votes than anybody else in history.
You know what I will say? The one thing that I'm a little disappointed about, I don't know if it's changed since I fell asleep last night, but I doubt it, that only 17% of the youth actually got out and voted between 18 and 24. And I, for whatever reason, maybe I was optimistic, thinking that more kids were going to vote this time, just because I felt like more people were in your face saying, you know, it's very important, it's very important. And no more youth voted this time, 17%, than did the last election, which is, you know, it's a little disconcerting, I got to say, but what are you going to do?
Well, you know,
I feel like you spend millions and millions and millions of dollars trying to get the young vote, and then it's kind of, it falls on deaf ears.
He rocked the vote, man. It was a great idea. I saw some good music and had a really good time, man. When is the vote anyway? I don't know.
And look, for me to say that is really in some ways hypocritical, because back then I was the poster child for you know, that generation.
Yes, you were.
So, you know, and to be honest, I didn't vote when I was 18, and maybe I'm saying it now because I'm so ashamed that I didn't. And because I do think it makes such an incredible difference, where in this country we have the option, we have the right to do it, and we take it so for granted.
You're right. Now, do you have your own website if folks want to, you know, check you out?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It is DebbieMatinopoulos.tv. My brother was like, that's really smart. He's like, you're a rocket scientist, Debbie. No one can spell her last name. How's anyone going to go to your website?
Well, I'm going to spell it out as D-E-B-B-I-E. MatenOpoulos.tv. And that's the important
part
there.
That's right.
So even if
I email people back when they email me, so I'll email you if you email me.
Yeah, the funniest thing is that if you can actually spell your name, which is an achievement, and you put .com in, you're screwed. So,
I know.
You know. Did someone buy your name? Is that why you don't have .com?
Because I had .com and somebody bought it.
Isn't that unbelievable?
When it expired, I'd gone, I was on vacation for like 2 weeks, and that was the time when it expired. Somebody bought it, and I thought, this is crazy. So I called them, and I said, because the number was there or whatever, and I said, hi, this is Debbie. I'd like to buy my name back, or I'd like to have my name back. And they said, great, we'll give it to you for $25,000. And I said, okay, are you kidding? No. I'll just buy another, like, you know, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I find that disgusting, that habit of people doing that, you know.
Yeah.
I actually got my own name. I had to battle someone, but I got MarkSnyder.com.
You did?
Yeah, it took a while. And I still get mail for other Mark Snyder.
Did you have to spend a lot of money?
No, I had some friends come over and talk to the people.
And,
did
you know,
broke their legs?
They made the decision. They made the correct decision. You know what I mean, Debbie?
Larry.
I had them take care of it.
You
so now I have my name. I have my name, Debbie. And if you want to meet Debbie Matenopoulos, you can go to her website, of course, or you can watch Good Day Live. Check your local listings. I love saying that, you know.
Yeah,
check your local listings. What it means is I haven't done any checking at all, so they have to do their own.
That's right.
But even if I do, if I tell them what...
They can go to my old place, the TV Guide channel, and look for it.
That's right. Well, I mean, I could post Stoughton's, I mean, you know, Brockton's and Boston's or whatever in Massachusetts where it is. But you know something? There's people listening in California and Utah and all over the country. So, you know, they have to look at their own listings. I can't do it for them.
You know, you can only do so much.
That's it. I mean, I can't feed these
you
people.
Can't
I can't
hold their hands.
I can't hold their hands to the thing. They have to go to Good Day Live themselves.
Yeah.
But I can promise them this, that Debbie is worth all the effort of finding Good Day Live.
That's very sweet of you to say. And maybe you can't hold their hands and spoon feed them, but if they come to Good Day Live, I will spoon feed them.
There you go. And, you know, we had Ms. Neville on, too, and she's lovely as well.
That's right. She's phenomenal. We have such a good time there at that show. It's so much fun.
Well, I'm waiting for them to invite me in, you know, the celebrity guru of the Internet.
You know, when Steve is out, because he takes a vacation, you should come fill in for him.
I would love to do that, but they haven't called me yet. I do TV in Boston, but nobody's called me yet to come on. So.
You know, Marky Mark, I'm going to have to get on that as soon as I get to the studio today.
I think it's your job, Debbie, to make sure that Mark Snyder gets a gig.
Man,
you know,
it's my duty.
Well, I don't want to discuss your duty. I really don't. I'm just not into that the digestive thing this morning because, you know, with all the duty that went on yesterday. So I'm not going to get into that, Debbie. I know that you want to talk about that kind of stuff, but this is not like a Howard Stern show. I don't do that kind of stuff. It's a clean family show.
It should.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But it's really, for me, a huge pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Because I'm a big celebrity deathmatch fan.
You know, I wish they'd bring it back.
They should, and they should actually make a motion picture of it.
Well, they were trying to, but it started to get way too expensive. Claymation, the reason that they got rid of it is because Claymation is quite... it's expensive, and it's a whole thing. Doing one episode took, like, 32 days, because you have to keep moving the clay figures every time. You know, it's more difficult than animation in a lot of ways.
Now, you're married?
I remember halfway... What?
Keep going, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, halfway through one episode, they lost the mole on my face, because I have a mole, and they freaked out. They thought, oh my gosh, we've been shooting without Debbie's mole, and I said, they called me, and they were all laughing, and I said, I don't think anyone's going to notice a couple frames, I'm missing a mole.
But someone probably did notice, I'll bet.
No, you know.
There are people who notice things like
so
that.
Closely.
Now, you're married, you said you have children?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I just got married a year and a half ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jay is a lucky man.
Oh, thank you. He's a good guy.
What kind of thing does he do for a living?
He's in the music business. He owns a music publishing company called Baby New Year Music Publishing, and I named it Baby New Year because one year it was actually New Year's like break. He was getting out of, we were visiting overseas, and he was getting out of the pool at the hotel, and I told him those badly made him look like Baby New Year.
Oh, I'm sure he was really thrilled with that. Yes.
Yeah, but look, now he He took a bad thing and turned it into a company.
There you go. Well, I hope you and Jay have lots of fun together, and everybody out there, if you all watch Good Day Live, it'll do really well in the ratings, and that means that Debbie will get a huge boost in pay, so we need to do this for her.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
And of course, she'll follow through, and you'll see me on TV. I know that she's going to do that because Debbie's an honest person.
I will follow through. You'll see yourself on TV. Everyone else will see you on TV, and I will spoon-feed all those people watching us.
And perhaps one day, Debbie, we will talk about your duty, but not today. Okay?
All right.
It was great to talk to you.
Nice talking to you,
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.